Hey everybody, college football kicked off this weekend and lots of players decided to spend their day off from work at work. Well, this was to watch football at NRG Stadium. The Texas Advocate kickoff happened, Oklahoma, University of Houston. Lots of our players were in attendance for the game. Brock Osweiler, DeAndre Hopkins, Tom Savage, the O-lineman Keith Mumphrey, and also Brian Peters. And let's check out what Brian Peters is wearing here just for a second. Yes, that is a Bobby Boucher jersey, as in Bobby Boucher of the Waterboy. So props to him for digging that out of his closet for opening weekend. All right, speaking of opening weekend, J.J. Watt won three bets courtesy of his Badgers because they upset the LSU Tigers. Who were those three bets with? Well, one was none other than Shaquille O'Neal. JJ's brother TJ got his first start as a Badger, and it was at Lambeau Field, and we think this was the bet that Shaquille made with JJ Watt. That hashtag, though, #GoLSU, I don't think that was Watt approved. The number two loser, Tyrann Mathieu, he had to record himself doing 100 push-ups. So here we go, and note the LSU jersey in the background. And then finally, Patrick Peterson also made this bet, cornerback for the Arizona Cardinals. He has to wear Badger gear. He, of course, has no Badger gear, so he tweeted this out. I think, Patrick, that JJ could probably hook you up with some free stuff. All you gotta do is ask. All right, next. Will Fuller was at the Notre Dame-UT game this weekend. His Fighting Irish lost, but he tweeted out this picture. He was at the game. Hey, Will, but don't worry about the loss. Whataburger has you covered. Check out their tweet. No hard feelings. Everybody loves Whataburger, right? It's Texas. All right, next. You know, the rookie talent show happens every year in training camp, and I think it inspired some of our non-rookie players to showcase some of their talents. Charles James, Jonathan Grimes, doing this little duet. I think that Charles James was inspired by a little bit of Outkast. I think Charles James sounds a lot like Andre 3000, and he looks a little bit like him, too. I mean, like, this is what their album cover would probably look like. All right, and now on to another duo that could be competing against them in the Grammy competition. That's going to bring us to our Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
Dwayne Brown received a saxophone for his birthday. He hadn't played one in about 7 years, he claims, but he did all right in this video. Him, Vince Wilfork, and Pastor John Gray doing a little bit of Seal, Kiss from a Rose. Where are you at, Vince?
Where you at? Baby!
Nice job by Dwayne picking up the sax. Doesn't look rusty at all. Vince, your guitar playing skills are about as good as mine, which are not really that good. But anyway, if you see something that you like, that you think we might like, hashtag it likes and stuff, and you might see you here next week.